G'day and welcome back to the Farms Advice Ag Trends segment for this week with your host, Jack Creswell. Thanks for joining us. This is the first episode getting away for autumn 2021, which is a bit scary. The year's flying by and we're getting stuck into some good agribusiness. This segment, as you know, is brought to you by Advert Your Eyes Digital, the marketing agency that lives and breathes agriculture. If you're looking to run Facebook or Instagram ads, or you need a marketing department to support your growth, we're here for you. Contact the growing team at advertyourize.com. Now, thanks for tuning in for this week's Ag Trending. This week, we saw land prices at Meagher Lake down in Victoria was sold off for $7,750 an acre. Outstanding prices down there, which was also bought by local farmers, which is unreal to see. Local farmers at the moment on the eastern seaboard are looking for the opportunity to expand, whether it's down the road or right next door. Myself, I prefer right next door rather than split blocks. It just makes it a lot easier and reduces the cost as well. Also, along with that, low interest rates and the value of cattle and sheep livestock at the moment are going through the roof. We saw 1,300 AI'd cows sold by Kieran Agriculture go for an astonishing $2,700 average, I think, for those. So well done to the team over there. Doing really well. If you're looking to expand your own operation or you want help with that, let us know what your thoughts are in the Farms Advice Facebook group and join. We're all innovative farmers looking to do a bit more and also looking to improve the engagement up on there. That would be unreal if you could come along to the group. Now, it looks like the La Nina that they're all speaking about, that we were going to get a few floods at the back end of last year and maybe throughout the year this year. But as it looks, it's a promising start and it's finished on a flat ending. So we'll take what we can get, but by the looks of it, it will be a better year on average around the eastern seaboard. WA, however, are doing it a little bit tougher. So over the last few podcasts, or all of the podcasts, you may have noticed I don't go on too much about Western Australia's agribusiness and what's happening. It's because I've actually got no idea what's going on over there. We don't see too much reports. We do know it's quite dry, whatnot, but they do have a different way of farming and dealing with their own environmental issues of dealing with lack of water. They have different restrictions. But that's why we're jumping in at Farms Advice, and we will be linking up with a company from WA who can deliver the reports and tell us what's happening in agriculture in the western parts. So if you're from Western Australia, make sure you subscribe to the podcast as you deliver us a huge portion of our grain, livestock, and our fruit and veg that goes on our tables every day. So make sure you join the Facebook group for Farms Advice, where there is no BS, just straight talking farmers. Invest in Farms Advice and subscribe to the podcast today. That is literally the only currency I want, is social media shares, just to spread the good word on building Australian agribusinesses. It's vital for listeners to keep this podcast going. So I'd really appreciate it if you can share this on your social media. It shares quite easily through Spotify. And just take a screenshot. Let us know where you're listening from. That would be unreal as well. So thanks for tuning in to this week's Ag Trends with myself, Jack Creswell. Follow me on Twitter or Instagram for further motivation to grow your agribusiness at Farms Advice, no matter how large or small. See you on Tuesday. Have a good weekend.